This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. After taking office last week, President Trump announced he is considering introducing import tariffs as high as 25% on Canada and Mexico beginning in February. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, was asked about the potential tariffs during his weekly ag conference call on Tuesday. We will hear more from Grassley next.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game. Not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
Senator Chuck Grassley was asked during his weekly ag conference call today about the potential tariffs that could be placed on Canada and Mexico. Grassley says that while he is a free trade advocate, he backs the Trump administration in trying a different strategy to get trade partners to the negotiating table.
I think if those countries retaliate, it's going to hurt agriculture. You know, I'm a free trader. I used to be in a Congress of majority free trading. Now I'm a minority of free traders because the country has turned protectionist and mercantilist, and I don't think that's good. But we did have an election decided that the country likes what Trump's trying to do.
Grassley says he is hopeful that if tariffs are enacted, they can be a catalyst for more free trade.
I think that I should respect the voters of this country. Doesn't mean I have to change my philosophy on trade, but I think I should take a wait and see attitude. I've heard the next Secretary of Commerce, Luttig, say something along the lines that we're going to be aggressive in putting tariffs on because it's going to bring the people to the negotiating table. I may question the wisdom of that, but I'm going to see if it works. And if it works and we end up with freer trade as a result of using tariffs as a negotiating tool.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.